This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Think Face App is scary? Wait till you hear about Facebook. This from Wired.com. Face App is a viral lark that takes a convincing guess at what you'd look like when you're old. You probably spotted it. Face App is also a product of a Russian company that sends photos from your device to its servers, retains the rights to use them in perpetuity, and performs artificial intelligence black magic on them. And so the Face App backlash has kicked into gear with anxious stories and tweets warning you off of its charms, which, fine, it just makes sense if you save some of that ire for bigger targets. The response to Face App is predictable, if only because this cycle has happened before. Face App went viral when it launched back in 2017 and prompted a similar, if far more muted, privacy kerfuffle. But compared to Me Too, that year's other viral face manipulator, which is quite a phrase to type, Face App is downright saintly in its data collection. At least Face App didn't access your GPS and SIM card information. More energy was directed at bigger problems, like Face App's blackface filter. Yeah, it had a blackface filter. The latest frenzy appears to have been kicked off by a tweet that claimed Face App uploads all of your photos to the cloud. That certainly would be alarming, but Face App has denied the claim, and multiple security researchers have confirmed it's not so. Face App takes only the photo you ask it to manipulate. The company also says it deletes most images from its servers within 48 hours of uploading, although admittedly, there's no way to confirm that it does so in practice. If you want Face App to remove all of your data from its servers, you can send a request within the app by going to Settings, Support, Report a Bug, and putting Privacy in the subject line, saying our support team is currently overloaded, but these requests have our priority. Face App's founder said in a statement, we are working on better UI for that. Those measures don't make Face App some paragon of data privacy. While the way it manages photos is kosher under Apple rules, Face App doesn't make it clear enough to users that it's sending them to a server, saying, I cannot think of any situation where an app should not be painfully clear about a photo being uploaded to a remote server. That's from a security researcher named Will Stafrack. He said, users always have the right to know this. Still, it's important to note that while Face App calls St. Petersburg home, its servers are based in the U.S. The company said in a statement, the user data is not transferred to Russia. Like almost everyone else, Face App uses Amazon's cloud, and it has at least a plausible reason for doing so. The processing power required to apply the filter on your face is more manageable there than on your device. Now, more recent iPhones and Android devices have machine learning capabilities baked into the hardware, but it's safe to assume that plenty of Face App's reported 80 million users are on older models. So what's changed since 2017? Well, on the Face App site, not much. But the world around it looks very different. Russia has become synonymous with nefarious online meddling, to the point that any company, even a silly filter app, becomes a boogeyman. Awareness of facial recognition perils has reached something close to critical mass, and the idea that one person's personal data might be worth protecting has gained real, immutable traction. As for the better, or at least those last two points, you should ask questions about Face App. You should be extremely cautious about what data you choose to share with it, especially something as personal as a photo of your face. But the idea that Face App is somehow exponentially dangerous threatens to obscure the real point. That is, all apps deserve this level of scrutiny, including and especially the ones you use the most. Saying people give photos to lots of different apps, I think it's probably getting attention because it's Russia. That's from Christine Bannon, a consumer protection counsel at the Electronic Privacy Information Center. But this is definitely not a unique Face App problem. Face App is part of a larger privacy problem. Take the most obvious example, and it's not only for its similar name. Facebook has nearly 2.5 billion monthly active users to Face App's 80 million. It too applies facial recognition to photos that those users upload to its servers. It also actively pushed a VPN that allowed it to track the activity of anyone who installed it, not just within the Facebook app, but anywhere on their phone. Now, when Apple finally banned that app, Facebook snuck it in again through the back door. And that's before you get to the privacy violations that have led to a reported $5 billion fine from the Federal Trade Commission, a record by orders of magnitude. So, everybody's worried about Face App, But should you be more worried about Facebook? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Whenever anything pops up as being a big deal, the next thing is people digging around and finding a way to go, oh my God, you know what you did? You screwed yourself. Now, that may in fact be true, and like anything else, of course, there deserves to be caution. But we routinely put stuff into Facebook without even thinking about it. And yeah, they've got the facial recognition software because it asks, do you want to tag people? And then it guesses who those people are, and it's right most of the time because of that software. Now, the fact that Facebook happens to be based in the U.S. and it's Mark Zuckerberg living in the Bay Area and not Vladimir something or other living in Russia doesn't mean that your stuff is any more secure. Basically, be careful about what you're doing with everything and don't necessarily just go, oh, okay, I'm going to throw it up there because everybody else is throwing it up there. And if you do, don't freak out about it. Because there's not a whole lot you're going to be able to do. If you use it, it's part of the risk of being part of that at this point in time. Is that okay? Well, I guess that's up to everybody to decide, you know, for themselves. And I know if you look at your Facebook feed and even your Twitter feed, you've seen tons of FaceApp photos in the past couple of days with people, look how I look older. Okay. Good for you. If you had fun with it, that's really all that matters. But no, there is always a price, especially with a free app. And that is your morning crunch wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass. Somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy. Like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door?